Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
For those of you who just didn't see that, I made a face with Faye.
We made faces to each other.
A happy face. Like this.
Oh, wait, you can't see that.
Can you see that, guys?
Can you see it now?
What a good audio experience. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing well.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Have you guys, really quick, have you guys been watching The Last of Us?
No.
It's been...
I have not.
Fucking up my life. I love it so much.
Do you?
Really?
Yes. Did you play the game?
I did, like, way many years ago.
Long time ago. Okay, I never played it. I want to now.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is so good. I watch the shows, the episodes that come out, and then I watch all the behind the scenes, and then I listen to the podcast, and then I watch the episode again.
Oh wow. I guess I gotta give it a shot. I've only seen the game be played, but I have not seen the series.
I'm not that dedicated to anything at all.
I have no free time, and I've been doing that. Oh my
God. So on top of juggling three jobs, she's also known to watch The Last of Us.
Yeah. It's a full-time job too.
It's so good. Oh my God. Anyway, I just really had to mention it.
Ugh. Wow.
What are you guys watching currently?
I'm currently rewatching America's Next Top Model. I'm on season 2. And I'm obsessed with that show. What about you?
Well, I'm actually rewatching a lot of older shows that I never fully watched. So, like, right now I'm watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which is kind of nice. It's like a throwback. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does it make you nostalgic for being young?
A little bit, yeah, actually it does. It reminds me, because I also, last year, I was rewatching Malcolm in the Middle, and that was so much funnier than I remember.
Loved that show.
And it's like, it's held strong with its comedy. Has oh my it? God. Oh yeah. You need to rewatch it. It made me laugh.
What's
so
it
hard.
On?
On, it's limited right now. It's only on the Roku channel.
I have that.
Oh, you do? Then yes, check it out. It's so, it's better than I remember it. It's just so funny. Oh my gosh.
I've never watched it.
So funny.
Well, we were kids when I watched it, at least. Like, and I thought it was funny, but not like this.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
Aw. That had, was it Frankie, right?
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was on Dancing with the Stars one season, and he was amazing and incredible. And he talked about, he had very fond memories of that show.
Mm-hmm. Aw. I like when people enjoy what they did. You
Me
know?
Too. I mean, we all like to bitch and moan and complain a lot, but I also really appreciate people who enjoy their life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And aren't afraid to, like, express that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I bitch a lot. So I whenever I'm, like, complaining a lot, I try to pick up on it. And I'm like, am I being an energy vampire? So I don't know. Try to be like, if I'm ever like that, can you just tell me?
I don't think you ever are.
Can you be like, you're being an energy vampire?
You're not.
I'll tell you.
You're not.
I know.
Sorry. I just need to bring it down a little
there
bit.
There are definitely people in my life where they start talking and I'm like, oh my God, again. And I feel bad for it because it's like, you're going through stuff and that sucks. But like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm like that too, though.
hypocrite. No, I can't stand. Sometimes I have to burn bridges with friends because they just bring me down with a lot of negative energy. I'm like trying to talk about something positive, and they're like, yeah, and that just reminds me of that time when I was like beaten by my father. Like, God.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Jesus, is there ever any happy memories you have? I guess that one time when I didn't get beaten by my father. I was like,
oh my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, some people be like that.
I try really hard to not be like that, but also I love to complain.
It's okay. I mean, it's okay to like vent too, but it's like, if that's your whole personality, it is very draining.
Yeah, I agree.
You're not like that, don't worry.
No, you're not.
But I would tell you.
Thank you.
I would tell, God. She's such an energy vampire. That's why I always hang out with her.
That reminds me about that time I got bit by a vampire.
Really?
Ugh, that sucked.
That's.
Did he also beat you?
He then punched me in the mouth.
Jeez.
And he stole your boyfriend and yeah. killed your dog.
That reminds me of the time my boyfriend got stolen.
What the stolen. Heck?
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time my cat grew wings and flew away and never came back.
Oh, that sucks. That reminds me of the time I got punched by my vampire boyfriend.
Don't worry, guys. I'm just as confused as you are. I don't know what the hell is going on right now.
We're energy vampiring.
That reminds me of when my grandma came back from the dead just to tell me she hates me.
Oh my gosh. I can picture it. Jeez. That really triggered the funny bone over here.
It's so something my grandma would do, though.
Oh my gosh.
Grandma's.
Oh my goodness gracious.
That was good. Okay.
Excellent. Wonderful. Anyway. Brilliant.
Did we introduce ourselves?
No.
No.
Happy Fearsome Fridays. We're Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
And our lives suck.
I would have to disagree on that, but okay.
All right. Well, what are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking water now because I have finished my Truly Mango Chili Margarita style hard seltzer.
I'm still drinking my Truly Watermelon Lemonade. I'm like halfway through it now.
Yum.
What are you drinking?
Well, it's certainly not vodka. Just kidding. It's just water. It's like my just twin.
Regular water.
Just regular water. The good kind. Good year. You know, all that stuff.
God, that really got me. So vain. I cracked myself up so much I cried.
Don't you just like that when you tell a joke and it makes you laugh the most? I have that happen to me all the time.
Sometimes I scroll through my own Tumblr and I'm like laughing at everything.
I do that sometimes with posts of my own, yeah. But I'm like alone looking at it. I'm like, God, I'm so funny.
You just gotta love yourself sometimes.
You gotta.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tay. Yes. What do we have this week?
Well, we're going back into the abyssal plains. If you, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what? No.
Oh, gosh.
Just kidding.
Okay.
She said, actually, I gotta go.
Something else, please. Something else.
Well, we're gonna do something up on the surface. It's so bright. It's so happy. No. We're gonna go. We're gonna take a dive.
Okay.
Pun
okay.
intended.
Uh-huh.
Here we go again. And we're gonna go to an article that is called From the Deep. A rare giant squid washes up alive in Japan.
Ew.
So for those of you who are not aware, giant squid are actually they are real. They do exist, and we've only found them to be dead because when we find them, they're floating on the surface or they're caught by a net. And so we found dead ones.
How giant is giant?
Well, we're gonna get into that for sure. I have all the stats on this.
I'm trying not to look.
The main. But yes, this was an article from last year, so 2022, May 1st. It's an article from Earth Touch News. I don't have a specific author for it. They didn't provide, but the article itself is it's fascinating to me. So I'm excited to share this information. And I have a lot more just information about giant squid in general for those who are curious to know.
I am curious. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot about it, so I'm going to change this around so I can kind of bring this down here. There we go. And then, well, because I'm going to have to kind of keep the mic close to me where I'm reading it.
ASMR.
ASMR.
Have you seen? Okay, really quick. ASMR. I saw this.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw this really funny TikTok of, I guess there was this, like, YouTuber that made like an ASMR video series of her like putting on your makeup and she's like, I'm gonna put on your makeup, and then she like squirts out some foundation and then she goes and then like pretends like in the screen that she's reaching through the screen to put on your makeup, and it's like that's the vibe of the video. So the TikTok is this lady who's pretending to be on the other side of it. And that just, I don't know why that reminds me. It's just really funny.
That is funny.
Oh, jeez. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, oh, are you looking? Yeah.
I just think it's cool.
So, the article reads, earlier this month, a live giant squid known as the Archaeochutis, and that's actually the pronunciation of it. Yes. Was found washed up on a shore at the Ugu Beach, I believe it's pronounced.
Okay.
In Obama, Japan.
Obama?
That's what it says.
I want to go there.
Me too.
I have some pictures of it too, I'll share. The little giant, measuring just over 3 meters, so 9 feet.
Whoa.
That's 9 feet in length, is considered small. It's considered small.
It's itty bitty.
Yeah. That's why they call it the little giant.
Aww.
It's considered small for its kind compared to some of its bigger tentacled friends who have been recorded to measure up to a whopping 18 meters, which is 59 feet.
Ew.
59 feet in length. Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
No, thank you.
So Japanese authorities recognized straight away that this was no ordinary seaside discovery, as the elusive creatures inhabit the deep ocean and aren't known to just pop up for a visit. They don't. This is actually quite an astounding find for them. Mm. Their rare appearances and their size raise even increasing fascination amongst ocean researchers. The giant squid is a prime example of a deep sea. It's called a gigantism. Gigantism.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a growl from? Oh, is he groaning?
He's sleep noising.
The Fuji puppy is just making some noises, huh?
No puppy.
he doesn't. I might be giving him nightmares right now. Yeah. Talking about giant squid. But anyway, which indicates that creatures from the deep tend to grow significantly larger than those that inhabit shallow waters. And we know that for, we've seen a lot of with whales, for example, example, they get to be pretty large comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
This is stuff that's comes out of nightmares for some people.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
But apart from their size, these deep sea dwellers have other fascinating characteristics. Their beach ball sized eyes.
Oh,
and also, I'll show you a picture of it. It's incredible.
Ew.
it actually helps them to navigate the dark depths of the ocean as they move and feed using their 8 arms and 2 long tentacles. What scientists find particularly interesting is that the giant squid's complex nervous system and the brain, how they function.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few opportunities to study these incredible creatures. So when one washes up alive, it creates waves in the ocean science community. I mean, it's a big to do. So this was a huge find.
Am I an idiot? I thought all of their arms were tentacles.
I did too.
Well, I mean, I think that's the difference between the octopi and the squid, because the squid have 2 long extra. Yeah, that's what makes. I believe.
Oh, like a tentacruel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So do the tentacle what? Do the arms still have the suction cuppy things?
They do. I believe they do.
So
yes.
What's the difference? Just where they're located?
I believe there's a number of factors, and I unfortunately I didn't do enough research on the actual differences between an octopus and a squid.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe one of the big differences is that the squid, while it has the 8, it has the 8 arms,
mm-hmm.
but it also has 2 long tentacles, mm-hmm. extra long comparatively to the other arms. Mm-hmm. I know that, and then of course the head, the shape of the head. And I think the eyes, of course, too, because they have massive eyes. And I'll show you the picture of that.
Ew.
So being far from... So being far from its ocean abyss, this giant squid, it's the chances of surviving in the shallow waters are slim. They're meant to be deep in the ocean. That's mm-hmm. where they inhabit. Authorities have transported it to a local aquarium, though. So that's the article itself, and it has actually a couple. It was on, you know, Twitter about them finding it, and I can actually show you a picture of it, like them measuring it, the length of it, and in the water, the shallow water.
That's crazy.
It's incredible, in my opinion, to actually find one that's living, because when they wash ashore, they're usually dead, you know. Mm-hmm. They found many of them. I mean, they date back years. But this one, this is incredible. This is a big find for us.
How exciting for them. Imagine, like, your whole life that's not something you can ever experience, and then it happens,
right?
It'd be so cool.
I mean, I would have loved to have caught this, like, for myself, just like to witness this. So that's exciting. Yeah.
Do we want to take a quick break and then come back for more chit chat?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, BRB.
Bye.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hey.
During the break, we talked about palindromes. I know.
All because of my laptop. It has a palindrome on the front, HP, but the way you can flip it back, it reads the same.
Yeah, like the logo.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what else is another palindrome?
What?
Race car.
Ooh.
You know what else is a palindrome?
Rap star.
Emma, right?
Emmy. Anyway, the listener's like, that wasn't funny.
Oh gosh.
All right, I didn't get to show me a picture of this giant squid.
Oh, absolutely. Here, let me show you. So the picture that I have here, the one that they have in the article, so there's two.
Ew.
No, I don't
like that.
Oh,
poor him.
I like it. Every creature is beautiful.
Every creature is beautiful.
Yeah. I don't like that. His arms are freaky.
But anyway, we have a lot of like fun, fast facts about the giant squid, because for those of you who are very curious. Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Fun, fast facts.
Fast facts.
For those of you who are like very curious about the giant squid, I think that these can be really fun. But first things first, the giant squid is the largest invertebrate on Earth.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. So octopi don't get that large?
Mm-mm. Not comparatively to the giant squid. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Hmm. But an invertebrate is an animal that doesn't have a skeleton.
A vertebrae.
How big do jellyfish get?
They can get bigger, but I don't think they can get as big. I'd have to do a little more research on that. But yes, I believe
they can.
They
can. Really long...
They can. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hmm. They can get pretty large comparatively.
Jellyfish are crazy because don't they like not have brains?
So jellyfish are interesting because technically, as like in their infantile state, they're considered. They're planktonic because they can't move on their own. They're just kind of floating around like plankton. Oh. That's what planktonic means. But then as they get older, they become nectonic, where they can actually move on their own.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a human baby. They just sit there in the first year.
Tell me, did you hear about that baby? As this is we're recording, all the earthquake stuff is still like pretty crazy. I'm sure it'll still be crazy in a month, but did you hear about that baby that got rescued and it had been under the rubble or whatever for like 9 days or something?
No way. Crazy. I did not hear about
this. And it was only like a 10-day-old baby or like something insane. Two-week-old baby? I have no idea. Infant baby was under the rubble for like 4 days or 5 days.
That's
scary. Fucking know. I'll have to look it up.
Holy cow.
And it survived.
That's wild.
How is the baby
Babies
doing?
Babies are
now?
Resilient.
I don't know. Michael told me about it like last night at
oh
2 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Poor baby.
I know. And I'm like, how? I feel like if we left my baby alone for 4 days, it would be dead.
Oh, that's horrible.
She would be dead.
Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
But that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So like invertebrates. So as a fun fact, over 95% of all the animals on Earth are invertebrates. Believe it or not, we are we're kind minority. Of like minority.
95%
according to the articles that I have found. Yeah.
Is that because so many animals are oceanic?
Yes. Yes. That's partly why. Because we actually make up a small portion of mammals, as you know, comparatively to a lot of others that are, you know, like
a lot of bugs that are non-vertebrates.
I believe so. Yes.
Because like they're exoskeletons instead.
But actually, so it's a lot of marine invertebrates that make up a lot of it. So like they include like mollusks, crustaceans, and corals. And for those of you, for those of you who don't know what crustaceans are, just think about the movie The Little Mermaid. You know that one scene where he's where we got the hot crustacean band, right? Yeah. Just remember that, people. That's what a crustacean is.
That's what they are.
That's what it is.
Now I know.
Thanks for teaching us. Little crustacean
band. You know, a little fun fact there. But I think it's because a lot of them come from, like, the marine world has a lot of different like species, and majority of them are going to be, you know, invertebrates. And you know how big coral reefs can get. They can get massive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And that's organisms. Those are living things. So, but
Wow.
So the reason why this is a really fascinating thing for the scientists to find a live squid is that these squids, they live very deep like unfriendly parts of the ocean, and unfriendly
bad neighborhoods.
In bad neighborhoods, as we discussed before, mainly uninhabitable places for us. And
the squid came from the other side of the track.
I guess in a way, yes. Most of what we know about them is like it's from what we've studied about them from being dead and washed up on the coasts. But the first photos of the live giant squid were only taken in 2004, believe it or not. That was not that long ago. So really, we have almost no knowledge of these creatures. And in fact, I'll get into it a little bit more, but like all squids, giant squids have three hearts. Isn't that crazy?
That is weird.
Three
Why?
Hearts.
Yeah. They're not doing athletic things.
I guess they are. I mean, it takes a lot to swim. I don't know. They are fast, from what I've been told. Yeah. And here's also something else that's really like, so this is giant squid live at depths between 1,000 to 2,000 feet.
Wow.
So they hit places where pressure we can't sustain.
Yeah.
It's insane. And like that's.
So them being so shallow water, would that hurt them?
They're
gonna get the bends.
I used to think that like the pressure was what kept them alive, and I still have a feeling that it's the pressure that, you know, like that's why they wash up, because when they die they float, they float up. But they obviously they can survive if this one is, you know, in washed up ashore and alive. Yeah.
Maybe that one sold his soul to a sea witch.
And that's possible.
Yes.
But look at this, where giant squid can live. It's literally every ocean.
Oh, wow.
Like almost every place that you can think of. The Atlantic, the Pacific, the South, the Indian Ocean. I mean, they're everywhere. As long as it's deep enough for them, you can find them in there.
So we should be seeing more of them.
We should. They everywhere. Actually, and that's an interesting fact too. They do say that there are quite a few like out there, quite a significant amount.
Huh.
But yeah, there were some other facts too that I found, if you want to go over a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are gigantic in size. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we were talking about, it's just enormous. It's amazing how big that they can get. I think that trying to find where it actually specifically states, but right here. So the size on average is at least 20 meters. That's the average size from what they've found so far.
Wow.
The weight.
60 feet.
That's
crazy.
The weight is over 275 kilograms. So a little over 600 pounds.
Wow.
That's
surprisingly dense. I would think that they would be lighter. Yeah.
You would think so, because it's like when you think about octopi, how they can they can squeeze them. Really, it's the heart, and you know, like they have to make sure the like couple of components, because they're invertebrates. They can squeeze through small like spaces. Mm-hmm. That's crazy about how much they can weigh outside of water. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Can squid squeeze through tiny things like we see octopus do?
I believe so, because as they're invertebrates too, they're able to, you know, navigate through smaller areas as well.
Gross.
But they're much bigger, so it's probably harder for them to do, especially their hearts are probably bigger too. So, their diet typically includes fish, crustaceans, and believe it or not, other squid.
Ew.
I'll get
Squidabilism.
Yes. But
that's so gross.
I
hate this.
I know. I like it, honestly. It's fun to me.
I know.
Their lifespan is actually unknown. So it's thought that they reach sexual maturity around 3 years old, but the top age can't be determined. Giant squid have a built-in, like, it's hard to explain, but it's like they're, I believe it's a accelerometer.
Okay.
Yeah, that works like your inner ear, in which it's hard to explain this. It moves around inside a sensory organ to tell it which way up it's facing, I guess. So it's kind of like it's our, you know, our way of like being able to keep balance, things like that. Yeah. But yeah, they actually don't know the exact age of how long these can live, which is kind of creepy if you think about it. They could go on for a long time. I don't know.
So how do they know the ages of all these other things? They're like, this whale's 500 years old.
Well, it's just like with a tree. They cut it open and see how many rings it's formed.
Ew.
Just kidding.
Ew.
When it says when giant squids mate, it's a stab in the dark. From a single female specimen, it has been inferred that the male injects like this pressure, the sperm into the arms of the female. Ew. With its meter long peepee.
ew. I could have done without that fact.
Into
its arms.
I guess so.
It's like a vaccination.
Why?
I don't know.
Do they not have lady bits?
Well, it says that the male does with its peepee. But,
yeah.
Ew.
I don't like that.
And what's interesting too is that they're somewhere between 1 and 8 species. They know of one, but there are rumors that there are possibly more types of species of this large giant, you know, the giant squid. Huh. So yeah. But lastly, and then they eat squid. So this is interesting too, that they eat other squid, including members of their own species. We know this because we've seen inside the guts of some of them. Ew. Generally, all you get when you look inside a giant squid is a fish scale or two, some crab, and you know, shells, things like that. And then they actually have some ambiguous squid goo, they call it.
Ew.
Yeah, ambiguous. Squid-goo. I like that word. Yeah,
ambiguous squid goo.
However,
that's my band name.
However, a specimen dissected in 2003 offered up a little more detail. The remains of its like basically pieces of an arm from another giant squid, hinting at a cannibalistic and likely therefore solitary animal. So obviously they don't get along with each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
But and like I was saying, they have the largest eyes in the world. Here's a picture of it for like comparatively next to a person.
Their head size.
That's it looks fake, doesn't it? Isn't that crazy?
It looks like a googly eye.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's massive.
The size of her head.
Yeah.
Ew.
Lastly, they fight sperm whales. So the largest carnivore on Earth has a hankering for giant squid. It's from the belly of these giants that we get much of the giant squid information we have. But and from the scars on the faces of many sperm whales, it's obvious that the squid knows how to put up a fight.
Good for
I'm
him.
I'm also an idiot. I thought most whales just ate plankton.
I thought so too, actually. That's their, you know, that's what they're known for.
Yeah.
But it says that the giant squid have enormous suckers lined with small, sharp teeth. Believe it or not, yes, they have teeth that leave a distinctive, like, suction cup mark on the faces of their predators. So they have, I guess, seen these sperm whales have those marks on them.
Beaks, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Squid are so weird.
So those are my fun facts there for those who are very fascinated in the idea of large squid. Yeah, there's so much more that we don't know about them, but this is a start. And especially since last year we found our first one live, and you know,
so cool.
Yeah, that's I'm excited to learn more about it. But this was just for fun to see, you know, like, you know, what we don't really know about our ocean, you know, and this was
That'd
all
cool
learned
to
within.
See that squid? In
yeah,
the
it's still alive.
I actually don't know if it's still alive. I mean, this was almost a year back. This was in May, May of 2022. So it's almost been a year. I would assume that it still is alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to go see that squid.
Me too.
Throw up.
Jeez.
Poke his eyeball.
Ew. That'd be crazy to see though in an aquarium.
Yeah,
I have seen one in person. I think it's when I went to the Bahamas long, long time ago, and I went to one of the aquariums, and they had one that was dead. But the size of it, like, you know, with the remains, it was so big.
Wow.
I was a kid, so I don't really remember much about it. No. I just remember seeing the long tentacles and the two arms stretching. They had it like encased, and the arms just kept going. I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Don't want to mess with one of these guys. Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy to think
it's
about.
Crazy.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, Tay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tay.
You're welcome. Yeah.
He literally said his whole name.
Oh, thank you,
book.
Taylor.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
oh,
Taylor.
Oh, no, jeez.
Social Security number.
Social Security.
Mother's maiden name. Childhood pet.
Jeez.
Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah
I liked it, but I also hated it, so
I loved
thank you
it.
It's the things that I find fascinating that
it
scare you, yeah, and scare most people, honestly.
Yeah,
there's a reason just, for it. Yeah,
but they're just so gross.
I mean, it's so crazy how large these creatures can get and how little we know about them, and they can just they're there and they're so big and we don't even see them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're living in parts of the ocean that are completely pitch black.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. Yes. And I'd like to thank the Earth Touch News for providing that information in the tweet. And,
yeah.
It's really fascinating.
Thanks, Earth Touch.
Thanks, Earth Touch.
I'm going to touch the earth.
I'm doing it now.
Oh, is the air the earth?
We're on earth. Everything I touch is earth.
Oh gosh, I am earth. For those of you who don't know, apparently I am earth because of that.
I am woman. I am earth.
Oh jeez.
All right, well, thank you for that. Follow us on social media. We are on Holy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter, and email us.
How big is your eyeball?
At unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. Check out our merch, leave us a review, do all the things, and we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.